Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 113, entitled, Have You Checked In with Jesus Today? As I am reading in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord has given me a profound revelation. As His people, we should be aware that He wants to be a part of our lives. Every decision that we make, it is never too small or irrelevant to Him. Jesus said to me that just as the spirits are subject to Him and check in with Him, so should we. As I inquired further of the Lord, I became keenly aware that none of us are needed. People, powers, and principalities exist because of Him. What the Holy Spirit imparted to me is that when the spirits, including Satan, check in with Him, it is not because He needs anyone to keep Him updated on what is going on with men here on the earth. God is omniscient and omnipresent. They check in as a testimony for and against themselves, to answer how efficiently and effectively they have completed the tasks set before them. Everyone and everything, every spirit, is subject to the Most High. So when we seek Him through prayer and studying His Word, we are doing what is required of ourselves. Why is this important? Because there are so many prophets spreading false information. People are being destroyed for having itching ears. It is written, "Roam back and forth through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and look in her open squares to see if you can find a man, as Abraham sought in Sodom, one who is just, who has integrity and moral courage, and seeks truth and faithfulness. Then I will pardon Jerusalem for the sake of one uncompromisingly righteous person." Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because of sin. What God is imparting to me lately is that evil is rampant. The color of our skin does not matter. What is in our hearts will. God has been showing me that His chosen people were evil from the start and they rejected Him. People still ask why a just God would allow all this pain and suffering. Some act as if they do not know how to answer that. Jesus answers this throughout His Word. It will come about when your people say, "Why has the Lord our God done all these things to us?" Then you shall answer them, "As you have abandoned, rejected me, says the Lord, and have served strange and foreign gods in your land, so you will serve strangers in a land that is not yours." Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 19 of the Amplified Version. We reject God and do evil and then have the audacity to say, "Why are we suffering?" So understand this, because it is referenced often. God gave us eyes and ears for a reason. I was talking with someone who realized that when they became legally blind, their hearing was amplified. I have recognized that during this era, as we don masks, seeing someone's lips as they talked facilitated our levels of comprehension. We do not appreciate so many things until we lose them. Listen to this. Your wickedness has turned these blessings away, and your sins have withheld good harvests from you. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25 of the Amplified Version. Seek intimacy with the Lord. It is written by wise men that in Him only shall we trust. Now, this is going to be lengthy, but bear with me because it shows that accountability lies with us. For wicked men are found among my people. They watch like fowlers who lie in wait. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit and treachery. Therefore, they have become influential and rich. They are fat and they are sleek or prosperous. They excel in acts of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, so that they, the wicked, may prosper, and they do not defend the rights of the poor. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 26 through 28 of the Amplified Version. Have we not seen this for years? In our governments, Congress, leaders in all areas, and who they set up in authority, including police officers and everyone who swears an oath to uphold the law. So let me add this here, because God showed me in His word years ago what is manifesting in these end times. People are continuing to suppress and oppress a certain group of people that have never been their enemies. My people, we forgive and are murdered continually. As you do this, your true enemies surround you, who has hated you since you came forth. They are coming for you. It is written, all the men allied with you shall send you on your way to the border. The men who were at peace with you shall deceive you and overpower you. Those who eat your bread, those you trust, shall set a hostile ambush for you. There is no understanding of it. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. Let me confirm this. And on her forehead, a name was written. A mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, false religions, heresies, and of the abominations of the earth. Revelation 17 and 5 of the Amplified Version. And again, the woman whom you saw is the great city, which reigns over and dominates and controls the kings and the political leaders of the earth. Revelation 17, verse 18 of the Amplified Version. Recognize that age-old malevolent spirit that has been assigned to you, cultivating innate barbarism, confirming the malignancy of corruption it has committed through you. It is written, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Revelation 18, verse 24 of the King James Version. Did you hear me? If not, read or listen again. You have been found to be responsible for all the bloodshed in the entire earth. Demons that are and have deceived you to commit atrocities by feeding on your trauma and insecurities, even though we all have them, it is only when you start to focus on your mental health that you may even begin to heal. So I will shorten this and have you reference chapters 17 through 19 in the book of Revelation. What amazes me is that the devil has deceived you into thinking that you are indestructible. But you know the truth that maligns your fear of what is to come, that controls your actions and allows you to be manipulated by that cunning serpent, that you are but mere men, just as we are. Yet I digress. I will include a warning to those who are complicit, for all people. An appalling and horrible thing, bringing desolation and destruction, has come to pass in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do when the end comes? Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 through 31 of the Amplified Version. It is imperative that each of us establish an intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior. To repent. To renew our minds and refresh our spirits daily. Lest we hear those awful words that no man should ever have to. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7, verse 23 of the Amplified Version. Have you checked in with Jesus today? Thank you for joining us again here at Benevolent Woman and Words Accompanied by the Spirit, always coming from a place of love. Thank you.